Have you recently done something that harmed someone else and you're feeling tremendous guilt, shame, and remorse about it? If so, tune in. I'm going to do two videos on this topic. The first one is going to be about self-compassion and forgiving yourself. The other is about going to the other person and trying to repair the relationship. So first, I'm going to talk about self-compassion. Shame is one of six primary emotions. We experience a lot of shame in our life. And when we experience shame, shame is the feeling that there is something wrong with us. We are damaged, we are broken, we are bad. There is something wrong with us. The different ways that we can feel bad about ourselves is infinite, right? There's all kinds of ways. And if you're not careful, that shame can turn into bullying yourself. And when we experience emotions, it's human nature to want to feed whatever emotion we're feeling. So if you've ever noticed that when you're angry, you start thinking about other things that make you angry. Or if you're sad, you want to listen to all these sad songs. Okay. We like to feed our emotions. Okay. Including shame. So how do we feed our shame? We bully ourselves. We're critical. We talk to ourselves like an abusive boyfriend. We say horrible things to ourselves that we would never say to somebody else, okay? We can do this, and a lot of people do it. I want you to make a boundary with yourself that you refuse to bully yourself. If you practice this skill enough, as soon as you notice yourself being self-critical, you stop, see a stop sign, hear the word stop, but I want you to stop bullying yourself and say it out loud if you need to, but I want you to have that kind of boundary with yourself. You would not allow someone else to be spoken to that way. You would make boundaries so that people didn't talk to you that way, and you wouldn't talk to other people that way either, chances are. So be gentle with yourself. Remember, the only two things in life we have control over is what we focus our mind on and how we choose to react to things. What you focus your mind on gives you unlimited power. How are you going to use that power? Are you going to build yourself up? Are you going to love yourself? Are you going to be compassionate? Or are you going to tear yourself down? Remember to put yourself